proclamation number 7455 dated the November 15th, 1959. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I will send people your way to whom you shall proclaim the gospel, yet there will only ever be few who will listen to you and take your words to heart. It is just a small flock which will follow me, the shepherd, and I will keep this small flock together and won't allow my sheep's span to be broken into and my sheep stolen, for I am a good shepherd, who will sacrifice his life for his sheep. All of you who listen to my call as soon as it is voiced belong to my flock. And my call is always my word by which I myself speak to you from above. My call is the coaxing call of a good shepherd who does not want to lose even one small sheep from his flock, and who speaks words of love to you in order to hold on to you, in order to warn and admonish you so that you do not get entangled in the snares of the one who wants to steal you from me. I will indeed let you have free will, and if you roam over wide pastures you will be able to go wherever you want, but a good shepherd will follow his flock and look for those who have gone astray, who have left the right path and got stuck in ravines or on heights. A good shepherd will coax and call to let them find their way back to him, so that they will take refuge by pushing close to him and return home with him, where peace and tranquility will await them at the end of the day and after the long walk through the pastures. The characteristic of a good shepherd rests in the fact that he will not leave his sheep to their fate when the night sets in. For so many a small sheep will go astray. It will digress from the right path and get stuck on the heights. It will venture into unfamiliar fields where it can be caught and killed. It will leave the path and lose its flock and the shepherd. And then a good shepherd will follow and call him till he has found it. And joyfully he will bend down, lifting the small sheep onto his arms in order to carry it back to the flock and drive them towards the home enclosure. And thus Romans 1:2, will follow all people who had left me as their good shepherd, who are taking their own paths, who have gone astray in the world and intend to go up in the world. They are all small sheep who have gone astray, who are particularly close to my heart and whom I dearly want to win back for myself again, whom I would like to count as my own and whom I therefore continue to coax and call with my word, so that they will comply with it and lovingly approach me again, from whom they have distanced themselves. And therefore my word will sound from above time and again, and whoever receives it shall pass it on in the world, for people urgently require my word, my loving appeal which is intended to call them back home. And I truly know who will need my word, and these are the ones I will send to you so that you will be able to carry out your vineyard work on them, so that you will be able to do labors of love for me as the good shepherd and also be able to return the little sheep to me again, which had left the flock and yet shall come back to me once more, because they will not be able to become blessed without me. There will not be many more who will be impressed by my word. Rather, most people will refuse to listen to you, for my flock has scattered and has been driven away by the enemy, who unlawfully takes those who refuse to surrender of their own free will. And yet the good shepherd's coaxing call shall sound time and again, for as soon as they voluntarily turned me once more I will also be able to fetch them back and lead them to their home enclosure. Therefore you, too, shall coax and call when you spread my gospel throughout the world. Tell people about the good shepherd who is continually searching for his sheep and wants to place them under his faithful protection. Tell people that a God of love exists who is only waiting for them to come to him in every adversity, who, like a good shepherd, wants to lift every small sheep onto his arms, who is offering refuge and protection to it in his presence, so that all human beings will be safe and secure with him. Amen.